BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.
Community radio. All your friends are doing it.
Hey, this is DJ Beck Wass of the show Fractal Chambers. Morning. I hope you all are, you know, excited and ready for Saturday. I know I am. And in fact, I've even put together a pretty fun set for you all. But before I go into, you know, the details of today's set, I wanted to let you know a little bit about that song I just played. That was The Writer by Holy off of their LP, Writer. Writer is spelled R-Y-D-E-R, if you were curious, and it was released off of Punk Slime, a record label out in Europe that I'm a big fan of. Lots of good, like, punk stuff on there. Lots of good garage rock, garage punk, things of that nature. They really have their finger on the pulse, I think, out there. And so, yeah, it was really cool to find that particular artist and track. Holy is from Stockholm, Sweden. And Holy is actually a person named Hans Firm. And Writer is their third record, although this is the first time I've heard of them, but... That's okay. I just really loved, like, the synth pop vibes from this album, but also that particular track. I think his voice really reminds me of the lead singer in Ice Age. And so that immediately caught my attention. And so I was just, like, a fan pretty much immediately. Great voice. And, yeah, just a really great vibe. So I wanted to start off there. Now a little more about today's set. So I called it sound bath bomb with Bagwas. And you know those like multi-layered bath bombs, and they like dissolve to reveal different colors and, you know, surprises as they dissolve. Sometimes there's like, I don't know, like a little plastic toy in them, or there's like rose petals or other flower petals or something. Or I had one once that had like seaweed inside. That's basically today's show. It's definitely a cross genre set. Although I think there is like an underlying thread that connects every track. I think synth is a really big sound throughout all of it, and also a bit of like experimentalism. So, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking. And yeah, I really think it's a set that will like shake you out of your senses, shake you out of reality, put you in a more tolerable, crazed world for just an hour. Yeah, I know if you're like a repeat listener, or if you're listening for the first time, I typically do something that's pretty political on my shows, playing a lot of political music. There is one track that kind of has political vibes, but it is in a different language. So I'll chat more about the substance of that song later, of course. But yeah, but for the most part, you know, it's been a pretty crazy and intense 10 days and in America, in terms of, or talking about America specifically in terms of like elections and whatnot, and the Iowa caucuses, which I was making a joke yesterday that today's show is produced better than the Iowa caucuses. But of course, that's also a bigger game, right? Yeah, so yeah, you know, there's just been a lot going on in that sphere, and I kind of wanted to take a break before I have like another political set. So next time will probably be a political set, maybe songs from the countries on Trump's Muslim ban list. But for today, we're just kind of, for the most part, keeping it chill and trying to think about other things. Yes, so our next track of the hour is a remix. It's a remix of a Blood Culture song. The track is called Best for You, and then it was remixed by DJ Saint Thomas, and the original song is off of Blood Culture's album Best for You as well. So let's get to it, and then you'll kind of see how things shift throughout the set.
Oh, We'll be right back. push and leave you, and I wish you know. What push and leave you, and I wish you know. Scared and cool, you know, I wish you know. Scared and cool, you know, I wish you know. Hijo de pirata, está mal su lado. Fuimos al mall, está mal su lado.
I don't wanna say it.
Hey y'all, welcome back. You're tuned into BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bakwas. We're about halfway through today's show, and the track that you all just heard is called Alucinau by AAL. It's off of the album 2017 through 2019, and it was released on Other People Records. You're curious about AAL, some fun stuff. That's a pseudonym of Nicholas Jarre. He's released music under that moniker before. And by the way, AAL stands for Against All Logic. So it's been about 2 years since he's released music under that moniker, but this is his most recent release. This just came out, I think yesterday, actually. This is very new. And fun fact about the track Alucinau, it features Estado Unido and FKA Twigs. And I thought that was really cool. And also the track was just a really fun, like experimental composition. It's just really cool sounding and really like takes you places. So I definitely wanted to include that track for you all. I have another track off of this album release that'll be coming up shortly. So if you're like, oh man, like wanted to hear more, you'll hear another one pretty soon. Prior to that track, you all heard In a Sentimental Mood by Rafiq Patia. And this is off of his album Standards Volume 1. It was released on Anti Records, which is really cool. Rafiq Patia is based in Brooklyn. Jazz is sort of like his main sound, but I love the way that he, I just like love his instrumentation really. And was excited to see that he had dropped some new music. So of course I had to play that for you all. Prior to that Rafiq Patia track, you all heard Satellites by EMA. This is off of her album The Future's Void. It was released on Matador Records actually a couple years ago, but I wanted to play it in today's show because that whole album, The Future's Void, EMA was basically like her her like thesis for the most part for that album is focused on like, I don't know, the age of the computers and just, you know, tech taking over things and like the, I don't know, you could say battle or struggle between like tech and, I don't know, non-tech things. And so I found that really interesting and yeah, wanted to play that track for you all. Prior to that one, you all heard Best For You by Blood Cultures, although this was a remix done by DJ St. Thomas. So yeah, that's that. Up next, I have a really exciting track for you all. It's called 13 Reinas, and it's by Cao, C-A-O. Yeah, this is a very, very recent release from the Club Chai label, and I'm very stoked to be playing it just because I found that it just melded into my tracks really nicely. A little bit about Cao, or C-A-O. It is the solo project of Constanza Bizarelli, a Peruvian electronic music composer and producer currently based in Amsterdam. And I'll talk a little more about the track on my next air break. So let's just check it out right now. We'll be right back. Tuned into BFF.fm, and I've been your host pretty much for the past hour, DJ Buck Wass. All right, so hope you all have enjoyed the tracks so far. Yeah, that last track was called Sanda Seivon by Thirukkural. It's a single that he released. Yeah, so this rapper, he's from India, he's Tamil, speaks Tamil, and basically, like, the song calls for Tamil people to unite against the Discriminatory Citizenship Amendment Act, the CAA. He basically is saying, like, who are you to tell me what I am? One's motherland is not in their birth. And it's basically, like, the song's core message. Yeah, there's a really cool music video, actually, too, alongside the song. I put a link in the show notes to a news article about this particular song that dives into more about the super controversial and very fascist CAA, the Citizenship Amendment Act, which was passed in India. And so it talks a little bit about that. And then there's also a link in that news article to the really cool music video. It's just a really great, there's some really great commentary in the song, as well as, like, if you wanted more background about this particular act in the news article. I just was really appreciative of it, considering the fact that India, and their constitution is secular, but, there's all these things that have been passing, the closest thing to call it is, like, a congressional system, that really just targets Muslims and folks of lower caste. And I think it's just a really, I just found the song to be one, really catchy, but two, a great way to take on, the government and just, help put some government or put help take part in some dissent against the government, really. Prior to that track, you all heard Illusions of Shameless Abundance by AAL. Again, that's Nicholas Jarre's moniker. And the cool thing about that track, Illusions of Shameless Abundance, is that he collaborated with Lydia Lunch. I just thought that was really neat. she is such a punk icon, and so to hear her in there was really fun for me. Prior to that track, you heard High Sex 7, Mox Sofo Solisa by Nightcrawler. This is off of her album, High Sec, Let the Children Scream, which was, I believe, released on Amniot record or editions. And Nightcrawler is also King Woman. She does a lot of different music projects, but I think Nightcrawler is her current thing. And right now, Christina Esfandiari, the artist who is Nightcrawler, is based in New York City. She was based in Oakland and like the Bay for quite some time, so she's out there now. And this particular album, Let the Children Scream, is a like lyrical divulgence of nefarious characters in power, a memorial erected for innocence lost by way of cloaked monstrosities. Basically reading this off of the Bandcamp for Nightcrawler, but this LP came out super recently, like in the past week and a half or so. And it's really, really good. I also highly recommend the song Nation Under Creep, off of the same album. It's really good. Prior to that track, you all heard 13 Reinas by Cao, C-A-O. This is off of her super recent release. I believe it dropped yesterday, Flesh Luminescence, and it was released on the Club Jai label. Very cool. And this record, reading this off the Bandcamp, but the record is inspired by the dynamics of migration and the subsequent metamorphoses this process entails. And I also linked to the Bandcamp for folks if you want to read more or listen to more of that EP. Definitely do that. Highly recommend it. It's a really fun listen. And that's basically the tracks that I played since my last air break. We have one last track of the hour, and this one just made me laugh, and I think it'll make you all laugh too. It's by Devin Welsh. It's called DNC Call Waiting Music, and it's a remix of DNC's, it's like their Call Waiting Music. So self-explanatory. And thanks again for tuning in. I'll catch you all in, next time. And here we go.
Thank you for calling the Democratic National Committee. Your call is important to us. Please hold on the line, and someone will be with you shortly. Thank you.